Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If anybody has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you silence them now, it's not to disrupt the rest of the meeting. We appreciate it. And if you would stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. I started my diet already. Moving along now to item number 3. This is discussion, possible action, approval of the agenda for December the 6th, 2016. County Manager, do we have any adjustments or additions to make to today's agenda?
No change.
All right. We're working off of an amended agenda. If anybody doesn't have one, I think there's copies of it at the desk at the entrance there. Commissioners, if I can get a motion to approve today's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for December 6, 2016.
I'll second.
Been moved and second to approve the agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 4, this discussion of possible action, approval of the minutes for November the 1st, 2016. Any public comment regarding the minutes? Hearing none, if I can get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for November 1st, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and second to approve the minutes of November the 1st. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move along now to item number 5, discussion on possible action, approval of the minutes for November the 10th of 2016. Any public comment regarding the minutes of November the 10th? Hearing none, call for a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for November 10th, 2016.
Second.
Moved and second to approve the minutes for November the 10th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 6, the consent agenda for today. Under this, we have item number 7, cancellation of December the 20th. I believe that this was handled under consent of the last meeting.
That is correct, all right. Mr. Chairman. Yeah. So you could say we just wanted to draw up to everybody's attention that if that's approved by the commission today, that there will be no second.
Okay, very good. All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, if I can get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda.
Second.
Been moved and second to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 7. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment on the committee and staff reports. Stacy, had your hand up. Did you want to go first? Eric, are you here to represent Community Chest today?
Yeah.
Are you? Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Come on up.
Okay.
Everybody. And for the record, my name is Eric Schoen of Community Chest, and we are in full swing with our holiday programs. So we have angel trees both at the post office as well as at the Catholic Church. And so if you would like to buy a gift, please pull an angel, and we'll make use of that. We also have our traditional food baskets as well. So if you know somebody who needs food, please pass on the word, and we will make sure they have food for this holiday. All of our programs are continuing apace. Don't know if there's anything else to inform you there. And we're excited to hopefully move forward on constructing the second half of the community center here soon. We're ready to go out for bid pending approval of the upcoming agenda item.
Perfect.
Any questions?
Any questions for her? Yeah? Thank you.
All right, thank you.
The BCTC, Director Dotson.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you very much. Really, I just wanted to say thank you. What a wonderful showing over the weekend, over this last week, on the Christmas spirit that was shown off here in town. Kind of threw out a challenge a little bit there to spur it on, and it went tenfold. Again, I couldn't thank more of the fire department for helping with the star, all the lights, the merchants in town. Many, many comments, thousands of likes on Facebook. What a wonderful small town setting it was on Saturday. So again, thank you for everybody responding to that. With that, we finish off pretty much the end of the year as far as special events. We have the 2017 calendar we'll be unveiling here in the next couple of weeks, probably right just after Christmas, so we can do it all over again. And then finally, I wanted to just mention a little bit of bummer news, but it's going to turn out pretty good. If you've seen in the news during the Thanksgiving week, one of the original rams that was transplanted into Story County was hit and killed, unfortunately, on I-80. But the good part is that we were able to salvage that, and then with the help of the advisory board and Todd here, that we're going to be able to mount that animal and put it on display here in the courthouse probably. So be able to show off a little bit of the history of Story County and a little bit of learning interpretive area down in the Slammer. So that's all I have.
Great. Any questions for Danny?
No.
Great. Thank you, Danny. From the Sheriff's Office, Tony Dosen.
Nothing to report, thank you.
Thank you, Tony. From the Story County Senior Citizen Center, Stacey Booker.
I just have a couple updates on our past news. We had Thanksgiving lunch. We served over 120 meals. We had 20 turkeys donated, as well as 35 hams that we put out into the community. We held our craft fair on December 3rd this past weekend, as well as roasted chestnuts. It went very well, well received. Facebook post was shared almost 1,000 times. We have AA meetings every Wednesday, and it's going extremely well. Average turnout's about 15 people every Wednesday. Upcoming events, we have birthday lunch Wednesday, December 21st, a Christmas lunch Thursday, December 22nd, and next weekend we will be giving out gift baskets and meals to our homebound seniors. And if you're shopping on Amazon this holiday season, go to smile.amazon.com. And find the senior center. A portion of your sales will go to the senior center. So you just go in there, log on, senior center, and I want to say it's like 5%, but it all gets donated quarterly to the senior center. And that's all.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Community Relations, Sherry Nevin. Okay, great. Thank you. With the Comptroller's Office, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Hugh Gallagher, Story County Comptroller. I would like to present to you today the new superintendent of schools. This is the first time since 1947. We've had one of our own as the head of our educational program. This is kind of tough for me. Mr. Chairman, you and I went through this. I mean, we've been through that education process as of some of these young men and women. My father started in 1946 as a typing teacher, and the next year he was the principal of the high school. I don't think it had anything to do with his father being the deputy sheriff at the time, but those rumors still continue. He was then appointed superintendent of schools in 1955. But We have been blessed by what Hugh James Gallagher has done. Excuse me. And that includes our new superintendent of schools. Upon graduation from UNR, he came back to serve this school district as a teacher, coach, athletic director, principal, and middle school principal, where he excelled in the education of our Story County students. Our new superintendent is smart, resilient, and truly follows the principles of my father. His brother claims he has no pulse, which means he's a very cool customer who does not overreact to any situation. A tendency I wish that I had sometimes. Together with the newly elected board members, Story County Public School System, I believe, is in great, great hands. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present our new superintendent of schools, Todd Frederick Hess, and the new board of trustees, Melissa Fields and Chief Gary Hames.
Todd Hess, Superintendent of Schools for Story County. Certainly don't have anything prepared to say except just very excited about the new position and being born and raised from the Comstock. I just can't wait to continue with as many positive and productive relationships that we can with all Story County entities. I have the utmost respect for everybody here. Look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, over at Public Works, Jason Van Abel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to defer my time to my esteemed colleague, Mr. Mike Devin, because we know he's going to deal. Is that me and that
love? I'm trying to figure out where to put this in because some people have to get back to work. How about if we have Marilee Miller come up and give us a her presentation on the Lockwood Senior Center and anything else that she wants to fill us in on.
Marilee Miller, River District. We've had quite a busy fall. We put in brand new cabinets at the Senior Center there. There really was virtually next to nothing in the kitchen. And we managed to compare and find some exactly of the group that was there. So I'm going to present to you the pictures today of what is now in the Senior Center. Where are you going?
Boy. I don't think I keep them there. I think, here. Yeah, I think I put them over there.
This is the south wall.
Wow. Oh, man.
These are three pantries to store all of the goods that needs for the lunches and everything, all of the equipment they need. And this is over the sink. And they all match what we have there now. They're really nice. As you can see, that south wall has labels on them. So that we're not putting any locks on the regular ones, but the three pantries are going to have locks on them as soon as Jason can get there to do the locks. He's going to do that. Besides that, we decided, a group of us through WeCare decided we need to do something for the people in Lockwood who have nowhere to go for Thanksgiving.
Christmas, you mean?
Thanksgiving. This is what we did for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We served 45 people between 2 and 5. We had 12 adults furnishing and getting donations from getting the turkeys donated furnish the turkeys and all the fixings to go with it to serve 45 people. And thank God we had the new kitchen cabinets in because we needed every piece of countertop we could find. And so that was really a success for us. On a normal everyday month there, we have pause to read. We have the dogs come in and sit with the children in pause to read. Fills up the social room. There's a lot of kids that come up there and read to the dogs. That's twice a month. Every Thursday we have cards. There's a card game, two or three different kinds going on. There's probably between 15 and 20 people in the building playing cards from 1:30 to 4 every Thursday. Once a month, we have Bunko. We do entertain a lot of birthdays and anniversaries in the building on a regular basis also. So that is the report out of Lockwood on the Senior Center. And we are totally grateful to have these new cabinets in there. We've wanted to do this for quite some time because we didn't have enough storage in the building for the things that we had. So they're really nice. It looks very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary Lee. And thank you for all you do,
Mayor Lockwood. Mayor Lee, would you like your pictures?
No, those are yours. Okay. Oh. I give those to Story County. We get to look at the stuff
really
every day.
I'd really like to see
them. Let me take them down to the back personally.
The thing is I need to check my kitchen because they look just like my cabinets.
And that is over the sink. And these are the three pantries for the girls in the food and the lunch program. And those are yours.
Those are nice. Look at that.
Thank you, Pat.
Good. John Miller, do you have any report today on your park down there?
John Miller from the River District. I'd like to say that we have one flower bed done already in the park. We're having another one put in as soon as we can get that new sign. And I've been talking to some people about a dog run attached to the park on the back side of the park, which is in the future. We've been working real hard at keeping the park clean, and I would like to thank Jason from Public Works that helps me down there because this year the grade school, gave us an honor of saying it's the cleanest park and the nicest park they've ever had. So in conjunction with all the board members here and everybody in the county who's been working with us, I want to thank you, and I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Thank you.
Wait, may I? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
John, before you leave, I have a new job for you.
Okay.
And I want to introduce you to our new public works director, Jason. You want to raise your hand? Who you may know.
Yeah, Jason. Oh, yeah.
I just received walking into this meeting, and I'm so glad that Todd's still here and the school board's still here. I received a letter through our DA addressed to you folks. It says, "Dear County Commissioners, Hillside Elementary School is requesting assistance from the County Commissioners with the purchase of some new swings for our park. The Louise Perry Park Ranch Park is our only playground, and the swings are not in good shape. They are also for little kids and do not work well for older students. The rest of our equipment is in good working order, and we love to get to play in the park at recess. If there was an opportunity for the commissioners to upgrade our current swings, Hillside Elementary School students would greatly appreciate that effort." And the letter itself is signed by Ms. Walton, Hillside Elementary staff and students. And then we have signatures for everybody, from what I assume is every student at Hillside. First and second grade on list. Kindergarten, this one's going to be fun. And then the big kids, the third, fourth, and fifth graders, have signed the petition style. So with that, John, I'd be working with you and Jason. And I have to work with Commissioner Gilman on this one because he has kind of a special funding allocation for the River District that I think we just might be tapping into to make that happen.
I have talked to Commissioner Gilman, and we've had some very good conversations. And concerning the park, I think the first thing we have to do is go with juvenile, young kids' playground equipment, because the demographics of Rainbow Bend and Lockwood is getting much younger, folks. We had the Christmas in the senior center this year, and we had more kids than we've ever had. Little teeny baby kids. We had, what, 70 kids? Something around 70 kids that we gave our Christmas presents to from the We Care program. And it's getting younger and younger, so we need some infant swings for the mothers to be able to put the child in there and not worry about her young child falling out. But I appreciate the comments and everything, so thank you very much.
Well, and we'll be working with you on your leadership and expertise up there, and also Ms. Walton and anybody else on the school staff to help make that happen. We might have to do it in a couple phases, some before the 1st of July, some after, but we can get to work on that.
Well, I've had very good, with Mike Nevins, I've had very good relationship with them, and I think they've done a great job. Not just Jason, the other Jason's worked real hard with me.
Good deal.
And Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Well, it's a special occasion with the introduction of Todd as our new superintendent of schools, but his big brother is here also. Bob Hess is a county lobbyist. Do you have anything to report today, Bob?
Nothing. We're waiting on all the bills passed by this week, so we'll have a nice meeting.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. This might be the final public works report that we're going to get from Mike Nevin. Anybody needs to get a drink of water or a break?
Yeah, you see this? Last time, yeah.
Well, I guess for the last time I get to say Mike Nevin, Story County Public Works Director, for the record. That seemed kind of weird. Chairman McBride, that you should mention for the last time. When I'm walking up, I thought, I wonder what the hell that really means. I figured the district attorney would be starting the time clock here, but I guess she's...
Don't you worry, I have...
going to give me a few extra moments today. At any rate, a few things just to report. The transition of power, if you will. I don't call it power, but the transition from one individual to another to run the functions of the public works departments is progressing smoothly and as planned. And I believe that the right selection was made. I'm very confident in Jason's abilities, and I know he'll take over with full force and move this county forward the way it should be. I just want to make mention, too, that we've had a couple of promotions as of recent. We had an assistant public works director. We called it a deputy public works director at the time. And when David Cole retired back a few years ago, the position remained unfilled until recently. And I'm happy to report that Jason Wurzbecki, who has been an employee of the department now for almost 10 years, was promoted to the assistant position. Jason will primarily be responsible for the operations sections on a day-to-day basis. The crew is all excited about that. Morale is high, and that's a good thing. The other promotion, we promoted Jeff Hallman, who has been our custodial maintenance worker, into Jason Wurzbecki's old position. They now call that the senior lead position. So we have an open position that we've advertised yesterday to backfill for Jeff Holman's position. So I think that closes on the 20th of the month. So that'll be something that the two Jasons, along with I'm sure the county manager and HR director, will fill, you know, shortly after it closes on the 20th. A couple of things regarding projects. The Miners Park project did get completed right before the weather turned on us. Again, as I've made mention a few times, you know, it turned out very nice. We're all excited about it. So, you know, we'll give the kids something to play on come next year. You know, with wintertime, you don't see too much activity going on around the parks here. The other thing we were able to complete was the new roof on the Highlands Gazebo out there. So both of those projects did get completed. moving along, we entered into an agreement with our engineer, Far West Engineering, to do a audit, if you will, of existing county roads exclusive of the industrial park, because that report was done a couple of years ago, well, about a year ago, actually. This is called a capital improvement plan. It is going to provide a roadmap into the future for projects that need to happen in the other areas of the county, i.e., Virginia City Highlands, the Mark Twain Estates, Lockwood, Virginia City, and Gold Hill. It's pretty extensive. We had a meeting last week with the two individuals on Brent's staff that are doing that, developing the program for us, Chuck Reno and Becca, and I can't recall Becca's name, but anyway, some pretty substantial assessments that happened to give us the indexing we need and cost analysis for moving forward. So Jason will be developing some sort of protocol, if you will, for developing a priorities, because, you know, you can't tackle it all at once, naturally. It's pretty extensive. So good to see that one completed while I'm still here. Water and sewer. We've been feverishly working to get the phase two up and running. We've been working on this for several months. The USDA folks had given us some pretty competitive interest rates to fund the project. The funding application has to be in by the end of the month, I think by the 20th. And I want to thank Sherry, who is taking the lead and working with the USDA folks on making this funding application happen. I think she may be done with it. She called me yesterday afternoon, had a couple of comments that she still needed, and I think we've got those all in there now. So we're going to move forward, and the stumbling block may be getting the final blessing of the Bureau of Land Management. But I know the USDA staff is pretty confident that that shouldn't be any major stumbling issue. So hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have that application in and we can start moving towards getting that pipeline replaced between the Five Mile Reservoir and the Virginia City Treatment Plant. The other one, and you're going to hear a little bit more about it in items 12 and 13 today on the agenda, and that's the Virginia City Gold Hill Wastewater Treatment System improvements for the main lines, basically, all throughout Virginia City and Gold Hill. And we had a meeting at Far West here a couple of weeks ago, and it turned into about a three-hour meeting relative to discussion of necessary and needed easements, if you will. And I want to thank Ann and Keith, especially, for standing behind, you know, common sense approach to, you know, how we're going to step across, you know, any hurdles or roadblocks that we may run into as we start this project. Because as Keith had mentioned, you know, through his research, sewer lines in Virginia City go back, I think, what'd you say, Keith? 1863. So, you know. But because we're unique up here, you know, with some of our property issues, and, you know, the town side issues. We just need a common sense approach, and Keith came up with one, and it was sent off to USDA, who sent it to Washington, D.C. We have the blessing of the Office of General Counsel. They liked it, so I think we're all good to go. Yeah. So I'm excited. And I just like to say, you know, this will be the last time I'm going to be up here representing Public Works, naturally. And it's been an interesting 10 years, to say the least. We have an excellent team, and that includes the three members of this board of commission who I have had the pleasure with working with and side by side for the last 4 years. Two of them are going to continue to the next four. And I got to looking, you know, when I first started working for Story County officially in 1974, and I've served under 19 different commissioners and, you know, a handful of district attorneys, but more commissioners than district attorneys, you know, over the years. But I counted, it came up to 19, so quite interesting. I probably couldn't recite all the names, and some of them, you know, were important. But as I reflect back, you know, if we didn't have good boards of commissioners, we wouldn't get anything done around here. And sometimes it's been band-aiding stuff over the years, and holding it together with baling wire and bubble gum, if you will, you know, back in the day when, you know, there wasn't a lot of funding for things. And today there still isn't, but, you know, we're moving forward. I think we're on the right track. You know, you guys have a real keen understanding of need and, you know, where this county's going into the future. And before, it used to be all about, really, Virginia City and Gold Hill. And it's not that way anymore. It's Story County. It's more, you know. As one individual who I highly respect on the Comstock, Marshall Hansen, made mention, he said, this is big business anymore. And he's certainly right. And I just want to say thank you. It's been, I hope, real productive, you know, during my tenure as the Director of Public Works. And I want to say, you know, I hope I made a difference. And I think you're on the right track of moving forward. Thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
You might be done with your job at the end of the year, but we're not done with you yet. I can call next on the district attorney, Langer.
Well, just to follow up with Mike Nevin, I'm sure that, well, I'm not sure, but what the DA's office does, myself and Keith, is that we do all criminal matters, all civil matters pertaining to the county, and we defend some of the lawsuits that are filed against the county. But one of the main responsibility that the district attorney has in this position is to take care of this clock.
Yeah.
I am the keeper of the clock. And so as the keeper of the clock, it was very, very difficult to figure out, number one, how the clock works. Number two, who violates the rules of the clock. And number three, when Mike Nevin would say, I just have a few issues, I did not know that that was going to go on for 20 minutes and that I was not able to use my clock. So I've given him the look. I've threatened bodily harm, but nothing has stopped him to date. So I have decided during my tenure as the district attorney, I am going to name my clock. This is now the Nevin clock, and for short, it will be called Nevin. And so if anybody starts messing with Nevin over the time frame, there will be an issue by the DA. Mike Nevin, we're going to miss you. Thank you for everything that you have done for Story County. It's just been a pleasure working with you. And no, you cannot have my clock, but you are is now named after you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Ann. We have the recorder in here today. Jen Chapman, anything for me today? Nothing? Thank you for being here. Fire Chief Gary Haynes.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gary Hames for the record. Board members, thank you for giving me a couple minutes here. For the new superintendent, 16 years ago, I started as fire chief, Todd, and my hair was brown. So just invest. Mike can get you some Just for Men secrets from his old days. He might even have some Virginia left in the closet. It's an interesting day, though, for me, looking on the audience to see great new chapters starting with the school district with Superintendent Hess. I'm proud and happy to say that he's a good friend of mine. We went to high school together. Nothing but 100% confidence in his skills, abilities, and he'll do a tremendous job. Seeing Melissa out in the audience as the non-campaigning new school board member, I think that's great. And then seeing a couple of the former commissioners that I've had the honor to work for, I think your Greg Sr. might have left, but Bum Hess, Greg Hess. And with that, after 29 years, I'm going to announce that I will be retiring July 1st of next year. It's been a pleasure working with this board and past boards, and more importantly, with the community and for the community. It's interesting. Most of my adult life, since I've been 20 years old, I've worked for this district. It's a great district with great people and great citizens. And those that don't know, I started with Mike Nevin as my fire chief, so I learned a couple things. You take away the really good things and some of the not really good things about speeches sometimes. So with that, I'm going to keep mine to a very minimum. Thank you. We have a great succession plan that we'll be broaching with the board members over the next 30 days. I think you will be very, very happy with the succession planning, and I know it will be left in good hands. So thank you.
Next up, we have our Community Development Director, Dean Haymore.
Commissioners, I'm Dean Haymore, Story County Community Development Director. Tough meeting to be at.
Yeah.
See all your friends and your family. That's what we got here in Story County, as a family. Hard times, we come together. Tough times, we come together. And times like this, when we can celebrate, we come together. Todd, Bum, Mike, Gary, congratulate you guys all. And I apologize. Let me get business out first. We have two new hotels coming to Story County. We are meeting with them. One is breaking ground. Start work this week. It's a Studio 6, 90-room, three-story hotel, extended stay, that is being located at 727 USA Parkway. We have, and I have received, the plans for a Marriott's, four stories, 125-room, hotel that will be under construction this year too. Both hotels want to be completed by the year December 31st, 2017. It's a great welcome and a great need that we have. Both hotels will have restaurants and bars in them and some little conference rooms and things like that. The Marriott's will have a swimming pool. With that, I'll let you know, as of yesterday, the Gigafactory, Panasonic, started running raw material through their manufacturing facility to produce batteries. The Gigafactory will be in full operation by January 1st with a full one-line battery manufacturing facility in operation. Tesla is in operation, currently building their power walls and assembling their power in walls, and they have currently 150 engineers on site, as the fourth largest engineering in-site company doing designs for all their different facilities. Switch has their first two clients in operation as of today, with two more coming and a few more coming right now for their operation. So the Switch operation, co-location, server farm is up and operating. We have a new company called Aqua Metals, new technology that takes recycled batteries, lead, environmentally clean, and they have produced the first environmentally clean battery recycling facility in the world. And they will be in full operation. They are in partial operation right now with a temporary CFO. With that, I don't want to wait Raymond anybody's party. I am announcing my retirement June 30th, 2017, after 30 years having the opportunity to serve the residents of Story County. It has been a wonderful career. It has been a wonderful place to raise my family. And it has been a wonderful place to come to work every day and to leave work every day. I thank the county commissioners, all the staffs of Story County, and especially my staff, for tolerating me, for making me look good, and for all the work they have done throughout this community. Gary, Mike is correct, as everybody. We are, and I call it the littlest, biggest county in the country. We are the leading county in the United States. We are the leading county in this country. People look at us. We have the wonderful historical district of Virginia City. We have the world's largest industrial park. We have the protection of quality of life for the rural community residents that live here. And that's all part of everybody's hard work, everybody's vision, everybody's love for family and country. And I thank you. Thank you.
Dean's going to retire, but we still have him on speed dial, too. Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis?
Nothing today,
thank you. County Manager Whitten?
Those are tough staff reports to follow. In the interest of time, I'll share some good news with you, and then I'll skip the other. The good news coming out of Washington, D.C. is the House of Representatives have passed a postal bill that that mandates the U.S. postal system to establish one unique zip code for all of Story County. That said, I don't want to put a dark cloud over that. This is the federal government, folks, and there are still a lot of hurdles. Virginia's nodding her head. We have a subject matter expert here from her years with postal. But it still needs to pass the Senate before they adjourn for this calendar year. Otherwise, it's dead. It still has to be signed by President Obama. Otherwise, it's dead. And then the fun really begins when we see how the U.S. Postal System really wants to interpret the intent of this bill. But it is a major milestone, and we're very proud to hopefully be this far in the process, and our team back in Washington, D.C., as well as Marshall and staff here, will continue to push it to the finish line. The other one I'm just going to have some fun with and remind everybody that everybody in this room and everybody you know is invited to Piper's Opera House Friday at 5 o'clock for the county's Christmas party. We're going to be having something I hear called heavy appetizers, which I don't know, and a beverage bar. Tips will be going to the St. Mary's Arts Center for their restoration and programs. And if we can find one sober volunteer, we hope to be offering shuttle service from the Delta parking lot up to Piper's and back, at least during the first 2 or 3 hours of the party. For bumming those, you're on your own after 8 o'clock or so. But anyway, we will have shuttle service available because parking up here is exceptionally challenged right now. And I'm sure Austin would report that the parking lot project is on time. It's got some major challenges with the weather and asphalt pours, but we're hopeful and confident that they should be able to hit their deadline of in about 45 days or so. So we're looking positive that this will be truly short-term pain for long-term gain. And for those of you that are in and around Virginia City after dark, especially even that night, I encourage you to drive by this courthouse and see something that hasn't seen the light of day, I think, in modern memory, and that is Lady Justice is lit up at night thanks to our public works crews. So that project is done, and no longer do we have to hang our head in shame over the condition of the courthouse. So that's my report, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Cool. Thank you, Mr. Whitner. Can I quit? Look at the name, Stevens. Have I overlooked any staff here? Officials? I don't think so. Okay. That concludes committee and staff reports. We'll move along now to item number 8. These are board comments, and we'll take no action or public comment. Commissioner McGuffey?
Yes. Last month, we didn't have our second commissioner meeting because we were in Pahrump for the NACO annual convention there, the state convention. That went well. They offer a lot of classes and training on reading the bills. They kind of update you on the current bills and what's ahead. It was a little crowded there, I thought, for one of our state conventions, but they managed to pull it off. It was pretty good. Senator John Porter, who's our advocate in Washington, D.C., helping us get the zip code issue. He gave a great update speech on the post-election. It was more entertaining than information type thing. It was nice. Story County once again stood out with the largest number of individuals who received their CPOs, which is the Certified Public Official Notices. And I can't remember everybody's name, but I do remember Vanessa and Jesse and you and Jennifer. When they called Story County up, it looked like the whole county showed up. It was pretty impressive. Courthouse looks great, doesn't it? We just brought back our jewel to Virginia City. Okay. Of course, now we got the parking lot. It's starting to show its colors a little bit with the walls and the riprap and all that. Hopefully, that'll get done pretty soon because the parking it's been a challenge here lately. The Christmas parade of lights, I was involved with that with the Comstock Classic Car Club. That was an awesome parade, and the crowd that showed up looked like the 4th of July crowd. I was truly amazed with that. And then I do want to note that we had some nice accomplishments this year, and a lot of that goes to, thanks to the Public Works and Mike and his team. And it's like we got, and along with the DA's office, we got Cartwright paved all the way to the fire station. We got many side streets. We got 6 Mile Canyons paved. It looks like a new road there. Everything looks good. We got a new roof on the gazebo at the Highlands Park. We got a new playground at the Miners Park. We got upgrades at the Senior Center in Lockwood. Everything's really taking shape. Mark Twain, we've kind of jumped in to help with they're building a veterans memorial there next to the fire station. And so we've offered to help where we can. And so that's in the works. If you're ever out there, just drive by. You'll see a monument there is now undergoing landscaping and trying to get some sprinklers installed for just drip, you know, drip line systems for a few shrubberies kind of thing. I'd like to congratulate Todd on your new position. And I'm hearing nothing but positive from residents, a lot of positives from your members of your school board and the teachers and staff. They're all excited that you're the new chief. So I'll let it go at that. Of course, we've had the big boom at Tri, but I'll let Lance address that. And I hope to see you at the holiday or Christmas party Friday.
Mr. Gilman.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Year end and so much to celebrate. Thank you for everyone being here. And this has been an incredible 4 years for me. I'm just finishing up the first 4 years here on the in the board and working with this incredible community. And I really don't have words that would give enough thank you. We have folks like Dean, Gary, Mike. I mean, you all, I suppose you do know because of the hours that you have graciously invested here in our community. But this 4 years, last 4 years, have been just magical. And I can tell you that around the nation, for sure today, folks are asking, how in the world did that little Story County pull this off? How in the world are you guys doing that? I can remember... Excuse me. Just a few years ago, where other jurisdictions around us were calling and asking or suggesting they come up and take our administrative positions because we probably just couldn't handle it. And so there was a lot of questioning and doubt. And today they're all, I can tell you, sitting in wonder about how in the world is all this happening. One of the cutest stories I've heard recently is the mayor of Reno was at a recent meeting and saying, I just don't understand it. All these companies are calling us, and all of a sudden my phone's just ringing. What in the world is happening? Well, what's happening in Story County? What's happening is out at TRI, and the tireless work of every one of you folks. Austin, my goodness, and Dana, and interrupting vacations and working tirelessly with absolutely no one taking a position of concern or suggesting that they're being misused. They just bowed their backs and went to work. And so you know what, you guys? You just have so much to be proud of right now. And Dean just touched the surface for you. But with TRI and what's going, and with Story County, Virginia City, that's what's going, and with the growth in tourism, what's going, and the events that have been held here tirelessly, and so many individuals dedicating so much time to our visitors and those kinds of things, and I'm going to suggest that, you know, Dean, Gary, Mike, you folks retiring and leaving our community, and you've really put us in the position we're in now to take the next step onto the rung of the ladder. And the folks that are going to stand in for you are going to have to fill some incredibly big shoes. Because what's happening in our county right now, across the board, and all jurisdictions and all communities, what's happening right now is just the beginning of the challenges that are really coming at this little community starting next year. And in just a small way, just to give you just a quick analysis, I wouldn't be surprised, and this is no promise, but I wouldn't be surprised that there are another 5,000 acres of Story County Tahoe Reno Industrial Center in escrow by the end of this month. And those are users. And those are users that are buying 750 acres and 2,500 acres and 2,000 acres. And they represent industry from all over the United States and the globe. High-tech, engineering, high-paying jobs. So, yes, Tesla is doing everything they said they were going to do for us. And God knows, Dean, I don't know how you kept up with that, Gary and Fritz, and how did you keep up with that? I don't know. And then we compounded you with Switch. And how did you then keep up with that? And we are just about to close a larger transaction with a larger company that are going to make more demands on our county than either one of those two. That'll happen in the first quarter of next year. So as a community, as a group, kind of banded together, we have an incredible amount of success and challenges ahead. And the folks that are going to fill your shoes better be ready, because we're just getting started as a county. And I thank you so much. It's been such a blessing for me to be a part of what Dean Haymore named as Team Story. And we truly are. And so thank you for everything that's been.
Well, Will Rogers said buy land and not make any more of it.
We need to make some more.
You guys need to learn how to make some more of it.
We need to make some more.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. I want to follow up a little bit on County Manager Witten's comments about this zip code issue with the post office and that. We have a pretty good working relationship with our state to the east of us, directly east, is Utah. This was Congressman Chafee's bill that he had authored, and then also, of course, our own Congressman Amade spoke on the floor of the House of Representatives this last week in order to get this bill passed. Prior to that, it was Congressman Rob Bishop of Utah who went ahead and was in charge of he was the chairman of the committee that went ahead and heard the Restore Story County Lands Act that was passed in the last Congress, which went ahead and has directed the BLM to go ahead and transfer these lands back to Story County, which we can in turn transfer back to the county landowner. So it's nice to know that we have congressmen that work hand in hand with our Nevada representatives. And so you know, we want to let them know that we appreciate and we respect their efforts. Next door. I want to congratulate and County Manager Witten. He was the ramrod who went ahead and took care of this facelift on the front of the courthouse here. He finally got tired of listening to me complain about it for like 4 years in a row, but we have to do something because everybody who comes to Virginia City complains to me about how awful this place looks. Well, it's not as easy as just getting out a paintbrush and a ladder and doing it. You know, he had to consult with SHPO, of course, and Comstock Historic District Commission, and we had to have an architect, and we had to have the old paint analyzed to find out what colors were really on this building, and so that had to be shipped off, and then dealing with the painting contractor. And so as you look at it right now, I mean, this resembles either the late 1930s or early 1940s. We're not really sure. The cars in the photo that we have look like it's like they're 30s models cars. So anyway, these aren't colors we just dreamed up. These are something that are historically significant to the courthouse. And so I want to personally thank you, Pat, for your effort because you put it together. You were the Rowdy Yates of the courthouse painting project here. So, thank you. I'd like everybody to keep in mind, tomorrow is Pearl Harbor Day, and really a day of solace in this country. So I appreciate everybody giving it a thought, of where we were in 1941. That concludes my comments, and now we're going to move on to item number 9. This is discussion of possible action, approval of Resolution 16-450, the 2016 Story County Business of the Year.
Don't trip over that.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Over the last several years, knowing and appreciating what it takes to start a business in today's competitive climate, Story County each year recognizes an individual or a business here in Story County that has shown significant achievements or has made significant contributions to the residents of Virginia City and or Story County. The award is selected by not only our county commissioners here, county manager, department heads, and, of course, the Virginia City Tourism Commission. Criteria for the award, while not limited to, but would include leadership, entrepreneurship, product or market innovations, significant business achievement, sales, and or employment growth, and or technology advancement, excellence in community relations, environmental consciousness, customer service and reliability, a high standard of employee relations, success in filling a marketplace need, and finally, contributes to the economic, and in this case, the personal health of the residents here in Story County. So with that, we'd like to award the 2016 Business of the Year Award to Nick and Jesse Fain and Divide Fitness.
Need a picture. Need a resolution. Yeah.
Okay. This is Resolution 16-450, a resolution honoring Nick and Jesse Fain and Divide Fitness as the 2016 annual Story County Business of the Year. Whereas this award will be given to a Story County business or organization that has shown significant contributions toward the economic stability of Story County. Whereas Nick and Jesse Fain and Divide Fitness have shown extraordinary entrepreneurship, market innovation, strong community relations, and contributions toward fulfilling a needed service in Virginia City. Therefore, let it be known to all present that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve to commend and honor Nick and Jesse Fain and Divide Fitness for their continued and exemplary service to the people of Story County, passed and adopted this sixth day of December 2016 by hopefully unanimous vote.
Yes.
Jesse, you getting them all? What's wrong with you? Yeah. Okay, that looks good. All right. Okay. Okay, enough very good at standing up here and talking for sure. This has been a fun business to put together. I'd like to thank my family and my husband for kind of pushing me to go ahead and go through with this, and boss for his support, and definitely all my members, especially the ones that signed up sight unseen before we opened our doors and have stuck with us.
I've been fortunate to have four dedicated instructors that teach a variety of classes. One of them is a born and raised, graduated Virginia City gal, Rihanna Stafford Armstrong. She's also our personal trainer. She graduated with a bachelor's in health and physical education. Also has her sports medicine certification too. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it's been a busy 8 months, but it's going well. And Christmas is coming up, so those are great presents. You can't give anything better than the gift of health.
That's true.
Anyway, thank you all very much.
That's right.
And I might add, as Jesse's leaving, if you ever want a good chuckle, drive by Divide Fitness periodically, because their marketing is ingenious as far as the way they weave good health into a political election, I think terrorism and everything else. So their billboard out front is a joy to read.
Very good. All right, now we're going to move on to item number 10. This is discussion and possible action. Approve and
motion?
Do we need a motion on this?
Yes.
Right.
16450.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, do you have it there, Jack?
Yeah. I make a motion for the approval of Resolution 16-450, 2016 Story County Annual Business of the Year, that being Nick and Jesse Fain and the Divide Fitness Center.
I'll second your motion.
Moved and second to approve this resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Now we'll move on to item number 10. Approve and award Story County Extraordinary Partner of the Year presentation.
Good morning. Okay. Good morning, Sherry Nevin, for the record. This is a new award that we're doing this year, very similar to what Denny just did, called the Story County Extraordinary Partner of the Year Award. This award is to honor an organization whose partnership with Story County has proven to be an asset to Story County and its communities. This award has a few measures of criteria to it. Those are consistently demonstrated excellence in professional and regional leadership, made or is making significant contributions to the welfare of Story County through involvement and participation, given their time and energy for the betterment of Story County, contributing to positive economic growth and stability in the area, exhibited outstanding initiative, inspiration, leadership, and organizational skills, which produce significantly results directly benefiting the citizens of Story County. I am honored today to present this award to, sorry, I'm going to kind of tear up, the Nevada State Office of the United States Department of Agriculture, Rural Development Office. So I would invite all of the staff members to please join us up here. Probably my favorite federal organization, and I think I can speak for the majority of our county staff that it is theirs as well. So we have a plaque here that you guys can hang in your office. Sarah, I'll present this to you. It says, this award is presented to the Nevada State Office of the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development on behalf of Story County to honor the partnership that has proven to be a tremendous asset to Story County and its communities. The entire staff of the Nevada State Office of the United States Department of Agricultural Rural Development has consistently demonstrated excellence in professional and regional leadership, outstanding initiative, inspiration, and organizational skills, which has produced significant results directly benefiting Story County. We are grateful for this partnership and extraordinary working relationship. Presented this 6th day of December, 2016, by Story County Board of Commissioners. That's for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll give Sarah a couple minutes to speak to us, but before she does, I just kind of wanted to, Commissioner McBride just gave me a very nice printout this morning of all of the money that USDA has put into Nevada. In Story County, I was just like blown away that we've received $148,717,213.
Wow.
That's between affordable housing programs, community infrastructure, which is our water and sewer projects, the fire apparatus, and then the last category is business development, which is the highest. A lot of those are loan guarantees, all of those different kind of things. So that was, I was just blown away when I saw that number. So, Sarah, if you would like to speak.
So, good morning, everyone. And Cheryl, I'm actually going to let you speak for a moment about your community program's relationship with the folks here assembled, and then we have a couple little bit of recognition as well. So, Cheryl, you can take the podium for us first.
My voice will be all shaky. Cheryl Couch with USDA Rural Development. Thank you so much. We are just thrilled to death with us. It's nice to get that public recognition. Know that when we say we're from the government and we're here to help, we really are. Sorry. Yeah, this relationship started with the county with Pat quite a few years ago. So we have enjoyed working with Pat, with Mike tremendously. It's just been very interesting, very educational. Like I said, the historical, when you get the history between Marshall and Pat, it's pretty interesting conversations. Very interesting. Worked with the fire chief, with Gary, on apparatus loan. You know, Lance was correct when he said staff has just been tremendous to work with. So between working with Story County staff, and I got to give a lot of credit to my staff, between Lisa Goodfellow, who's been working on underwriting projects, and Barbara Allen Showalter working on projects, and then John Nelson, our engineer and state environmental coordinator, has had a tremendous amount of work to do on these various projects that get pretty complicated with historic preservation issues, with engineering issues, et cetera. So it's truly a team effort between county and our agency, and we just appreciate the work. And we've had a lot of events up here at the county, and Sarah will speak to that. And Pat and his staff are just willing to bend over backward to accommodate us. And Story County's been a great showcase for us to bring our national office officials up here and say, here is just a shining example of what can be accomplished. So thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Closely on our different programs here. So Sarah Adler is the state director. Barbara Allen is one of the community facilities program workers. Cheryl Couch. Cheryl kind of just pushes us in directions and helps us whenever we need it. I know I can always call her and say help. And she always does. So next one is Lisa Goodfellow. Lisa is, it's been new working with Lisa on a couple new projects, and it's been fantastic. So thank you very much. And last but not least, John, thank you for everything that you do. I know sometimes it's not the easiest job that you have working with us on some of these different things.
Oh, we get through the process.
If I may, before they leave, if you all would turn around for just a second and face the audience. I want the minutes to show an asterisk by my comment about the federal government, the U.S. postal system. Because I have to tell you, if Story County is paving the way as to how small local government ought to operate, these folks are the textbook example of how to fix it system-wide in Washington, D.C. You are a joy to work with, and I say that about no other thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Steph, why don't you have a seat for a second? And I would like to ask you, Sherry, to stay up here. Dean, I'd like you to come up. Gary, Mike, I saw Austin in the room here for a moment, but he has left. So I'm Sarah Adler, and I have just the joy of being the state director of this mighty crew, and I echo all the words of joy of partnership, and it's just great to come to a county where department heads get choked up, too. So I always love that about you, too. But I think
What that means is that we all care so much about the work that we do, and it's an honor for us to do it with you. And, you know, the fabric in this county is tremendously strong. It's tapestry, and it's woven together by the combination of skills and quality of intent and collaboration that you can experience in rural America. And I agree, as everyone, including you, Cheryl, have said, that you are a shining example. And I just have to tell you what a small world we live in. There's my student, Stacy Gilbert, who is now on your team. So when I left this work, I went and became a teacher at Carson High School. And Stacy, I'm so proud to see you here. And what a great team that you have joined. So I'm leaving this job January 19th. I don't think I want to work so hard as I did, Stacy, to be a teacher again. You know, maybe if I'm lucky, I'll have the opportunity to come back. But meanwhile, it's been just a thrill to work with all of you. So we do not have cool holders like that. We're going to have to get those. But what we do is we give out what we call top performer awards. Simple little award, and we put the most important person first, Sherry. That's you. So to Sherry Nevin, in recognition of your superior skills in administrative and project management and the calm, friendly, and competent way you manage anything we throw at you. So on behalf of all of us, you are a top performer. I mean, we love you. You guys were our Earth Day community a few years ago, and boom, you just made a tremendous event happen, and we just had such a great day that day and every day. So then to this fellow, Mike Nevin. So in recognition, and I just have to say, you know, your next $2.1 million is coming for the water line because Mike took this guy, Kent Evans, who came out for the Earth Day. Actually, that was for Dayton's Earth Day event, and we managed to bring him up here to show him the sewer plant and show him the next project. You put Kent Evans in that Suburban, and we went out there. He gets out of the car and he goes, "Oh my God, we have to fund this project." So, and really, I mean, We got a lot of investment at the end of the year, 2 years ago, into retaining this historic district. But Mike, I'm so glad that you're volunteering to do the oversight on the line. That is great, because, you know, we have to cut the contingency out of that. So, but anyway, Mike, here's what we have to say about you, and you're going to run the Nevin clock on me here.
Oh, yeah.
To Mike Nevin, in recognition of the Old West spirit and vast historical knowledge of the system you have brought to creating 21st century infrastructure for Story County. Yay. So,
I just want to echo about Kent Evans, but I think Kent really had an excellent time when we actually took him to the Bucket of Blood Saloon.
Yes.
Marshall Mason, a few cocktails.
Yes, it all worked out. In fact,
it paid off.
We all were flying out of Reno the next morning to catch. I had to catch a 6 a.m. plane, and there was Kent and Cheryl sitting in the restaurant in the Reno airport, still talking about the Bucket of Blood. So, well done, team. So, Fire Chief Haynes, you know, you may retire, but you still have a big loan with us that we expect you to owe. So, you know, no one. I may leave, you may leave, but we're all responsible for repaying. So, Mr. Fire Chief, in recognition of your excellence in providing fire protection services to Story County, your standard is the very best, and you know how to achieve it. So, thank you so much. And one of the days, the groundbreaking for Aqua Metals, your guys came and showed me their fire truck, and it was thrilling to see how excited your crew was about the quality of the equipment that they now got to use. I learned so much that day. those guys were so committed to the work they do. It was really, really impressive. So I'm so glad you borrowed from us.
Well, and we're saving on jumper cables for the old fire trucks. So we haven't jump started anymore.
Good.
So we're good.
All right, you're good. We like that. So Austin isn't here, Dean, but I'm going to entrust this to you. Let's see. There he is. So here's the story about Austin Osborne. As I decided to do this like yesterday morning, right? So I'm writing these things, and I was trying to figure out how to distinguish in remarks between Austin and you, Dean. And Michelle Kelly, who's one of our business staff, she walked into the conference room, and I said to her, Michelle, what do you think of Austin Osborne? You know, what comes to mind? And she says, he is fantastic. That's what she said. And so I just took that and added a little bit to it. So, to Austin Osborne, and so on our business side, and the biggest piece of our dollars with you is the $105 million loan guarantee for Fulcrum. And we are slowly chugging forward to closing that loan so that we can have the most tremendous groundbreaking that you still have to invite me to, even if I'm not in office, okay? So please remember. So that's how we work with Austin and Dean a lot. And so for Austin, in recognition of your superior ability to support the execution of Story County's economic development strategy, we are proud to be your partner in development and job creation. So if you'll hand that off to Austin, then Dean, not enough can be said about Dean, but here's what I did say. Okay. In recognition of your unique ability to envision and execute an economic development strategy that has launched the rebirth of Northern Nevada's economy, we are proud to be your partner in development and job creation.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm almost done.
Okay.
Okay, so County Manager Pat Winton, here, you know, because actually I was going to say that, you know, ship doesn't sail without its captain, but you guys sail beautifully without me. So that's, you know, that might not be true. But, Captain, Pat Winton, in recognition of your superior ability to work with partners to create sustainability and positive change, it is always a pleasure to work with you and your team. You are a top performer.
One thing to add for everybody. In my personal life, my family often accuses me of being a little bit weird, a little bit odd. And in the business world, it really doesn't happen all that much because I'm told to stay professional. However, I found my team. My team can call me or email me and tell me that the Deputy Undersecretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, one step removed beneath the cabinet decision, can we come out and show them your sewer plant? No.
Yes.
They are even more bizarre than I could ever hope.
Yes.
And great partners.
We turn out a dime, and so do you, and we got $9 million grant out of that, so it was a good thing.
Absolutely.
And so we have for you the Story County Commission.
Oh.
In recognition of your protection of the past while you look to the future, your ability to work with your staff and each other is a model for our state. So you are top performers as well. Thank you so much for this recognition. It is tremendous.
All right.
That's for the commission.
We need pictures.
We need a team photo.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Team photo.
So, come on, everybody. You guys.
Cute.
And this is Sharon Goodwin, a great member of our team.
Yeah.
She comes from Mount Hashi, fits right in. And Mark Lynn's from our business staff. So,
okay.
Everybody, you're sure.
Wow.
Sure. Not
you.
Wow. All right. Cheese!
Mother of me. Oh, that's nice. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Come on.
I guess you do.
Should we do a motion on that?
To approve.
Yeah.
So
there's approval.
Item 11, agriculture. I got 451. I can just read it off of the agenda. I can read it off the agenda.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
You know, Sarah and your team, without you, there's no way that Story County could ever afford to do the projects that, that you guys have managed to go ahead and provide for us through the grant and the loan grant applications and that. And if there's anybody in this room that doesn't know them, there's no way that we could buy these fire engines that are so expensive, replace the wastewater treatment plant, the water line, and now the upcoming sewer line project in Virginia City and Gold Hill. There's just no way. This community of less than 4,000 residents, there's no way we could ever afford to do this on our own. And I don't know what we would do if we didn't have, you know, the cooperation that we have with the USDA and Rural Development. It just wouldn't happen. So thank you very much.
No, sir.
So, Commissioners, we can go ahead and get a motion.
Yeah. Okay.
To approve.
I move to award this.
Go right ahead. Thank you, Jack.
The wrong one. Sorry. Okay.
10.
I make.
Jack, if I may I suggest a motion?
Yes.
I would suggest a motion to approve and award the USDA Rural Development of Nevada as Story County's Extraordinary Partner of the Year.
Yes, that one was missing in my book here.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve and award the USDA Rural Development Story County Extraordinary Partner of the Year Award.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
We move to the second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Did you say anything yet?
Aye. Yes, all I did say aye.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Aye.
I think you just thought it. I don't think you said it. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 11. Discussion of possible action. Approve Resolution 16-452, honoring Michael E. Nevin. Mr. Whitman.
He's still not getting
it. Michael, would you please come up?
Yep.
I don't even know where to begin with this guy. You heard him at 7:30 this morning, I did. And we heard him again say he hopes he made a difference. And as I go through and try to even begin to tally the substantial progress we have made, I wish Bum Hess was still here, but he's ducked out apparently. The year was 2007, and our former Public Works Director announced his retirement. And we had a lot of good applicants. But when Bum and I saw Mike's name, we jumped at the opportunity. And I think, again, you've heard Mike and others attest to the fact that it isn't all about Virginia City. Virginia City is a very important, vital part of our history, but we are paid good money from the taxpayers of Story County to take care of Story County. And Mike was the team leader and actually the first critical new hire I made since becoming the county manager. It has been an absolute joy to work with him. He is not going anywhere. He's committed, just like Virginia, although he may want a buck or two. He has committed to continue to oversee our wastewater treatment facility progress. And also, you just might see him out there occasionally on a plow truck or perhaps a sweeper, because we're going to bring this guy back again and again. So, Mike, I want to personally congratulate you. And I want to read for the record a resolution and then make a small presentation and ask the commissioners to come up for pictures.
This is Story County Resolution Number 16-452, a resolution honoring Michael E. Nevin. Whereas Michael E. Nevin has faithfully served Story County for, get ready for this, 46 years. From 1970, the year I graduated from high school, buddy. At 2016. And whereas Michael E. Nevin is dedicated to his job and the citizens of Story County, and whereas Michael E. Nevin has served with distinction, earning the respect of all he works with, both locally and statewide, and whereas Michael E. Nevin's professional skills in several capacities have served to make Story County a better place to live, work, and play. Therefore, let it be known to all present that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve to commend and honor Michael E. Nevin for exemplary service to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 6th day of December, 2016.
There's more.
To be honest with you, a lot of good folks walk out with a placard that may or may not hang on the wall. Mike's contributions and efforts for these many, many years, I'm going to sum up as follows so you understand how one could pack in 40 years of service. So this is 1970 to 1974, a volunteer fire department student member, 1975 to 1990, a volunteer fireman on a 20-year exemption, whatever that means. 1974 to 1994, Story County Fire Protection Officer through NDF. 1994 to 1998, Story County Battalion Chief through NDF. 1980 through 2000, Story County Fire Chief. 2000 through 2006, part-time employee with Story County Public Works. And 2007, to the end of this month, Public Works Director. Mike, and be sure if you can to pay very close attention to this plaque. We'll have it on display for a little while. Mike's baby is in here. We made sure of that. That's his street sweeper. He had to burn one up to go through the next one. I want some flames underneath there. But Mike, again, it has been a real joy.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate the opportunity and the contributions. Okay?
Didn't you get one of these about 15 years ago? The first time you retired from the county?
Believe me, it wasn't of this statue. This is beautiful.
Come over here. Get on the set for you.
Just a couple of words. You kind of get blown away when you're recognized like this. I know there's been some teary moments up here today at the podium, but wow. Just kind of lost for words. It was kind of interesting. Got a call an email last Friday morning from Jesse Fain. She said, "Mike, I need to get together with you sometime today to go over your stats." So I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. I thought maybe she meant the stats, that she had the right combination of whatever we're looking at when I leave at the end of the month. And you know, had no idea, so she starts pulling out all this information. We met in her office, and pretty right on the money. When I get reflecting back, and she said, "So 1970, well, what'd you do?" I said, "Well, I said 1970, I said, we had a program, you know, up here, and You know, I don't know if it still exists today because I've been kind of out of the picture for a while, but when you were 16 years old, you joined the volunteer fire department. So I did as a student member, as a sophomore in high school. At the time, Mr. Gallagher, Hughes Sr., was, of course, the superintendent of schools, the principal, the office man, you name it, the training director for the volunteer fire department, as well as an officer of the volunteer fire department. He was a treasurer. And Hugh instilled in the young folks that, you know, you need to make a positive difference in your community. And so that time, you know, he took us under his wings and taught us basic first aid. And then after he gave us our certification, he said, now you get to respond with the ambulance. I thought, you got to be kidding me. No, he wasn't kidding. You know, we had about three nurses in town, and we had three paid staff down at the fire department. Those were the days. We didn't have any dispatch center, if you will. The dispatch center was a highway patrol that, you know, maybe would call out a deputy occasionally to an incident somewhere on one of the local highways around the area. But the call would come in, and there were lots of times when all of a sudden we'd be sitting in the classroom, and Marshall can remember, Gary, Jeff as well, that, you know, the door would open and there would be Mr. Gallagher, and he'd say, I need to see Mike or Marshall or whoever. We thought, oh boy, now what the hell did we do? You know, there wasn't enough snow to jump out the window on the east side of the middle school, but he says, they need an ambulance driver, and I need you to go. So, boy, you'd get out of class, and away you went. You'd get in one of the ambulances, and those days, you know, they were a little bit to be desired. There was basically hardly enough room for, you know, the operator of the vehicle. You pick up a nurse. It might be Margaret Marks. It might be Mildred Guffrey. It might be Mary Andreessen. And, you know, you'd respond to the call. So, you know, talk about, you know, instilling in us, you know, to make a positive difference to the community. Well, that's where it started. Well, then things progress, as they naturally will over the years. I told Jessie, she said, well, you were an EMT. And I said, yeah, I was an EMT 1-2. I said, actually, I was in the first class of EMT-1s that graduated on behalf of Story County, and that was myself, Bruce Larson, John Cole, and Bill Adensino. We were taught down at Carson Tahoe Hospital by Dr. Grundy and his staff, as I primarily remember. Marcia Giller, who ran AIDS Ambulance Service at the time, was heavily involved in that training, as well as Sarge Bryan, who ran the Clear Creek facility for the state. So we did that. We got our certifications. Geez, we had fun practicing IVs on one another and that sort of thing. But, boy, I've come a long way. In my early days, too, while I was still in high school, I worked occasionally off and on. So we had three, like, say, house, they called them housemen at the time, that basically worked the station 24/7. You know, they'd take the fire call, dispatch it themselves, write the information on the chalkboard, and away they'd run. Well, when they needed a break, you know, they tagged me, and I filled in for them on an occasional basis. And then upon the retirement of then the first public works director, actually, who held a dual role as public works and fire chief, was Lowell Buzz Goodman. And Buzz retired in 1980, and I was appointed the county fire chief back then in 1980. Worked full-time, as made mention by Pat, with the Nevada Division of Forestry as the county's representative, if you will, back in the day when they had the old Clark-McNary Fire District, federally funded district. And I was the first fire protection officer and then, of course, went on to be promoted battalion chief. Had an office down here in the building, so I served a dual role, as Buzz did as well. And, you know, I left in 98 and left in good hands, naturally, and Gary's, you know, now been there, what do you say, 16, 17, 20 years, whatever it's been, or more, I guess. So it's just, it's been real interesting, and, you know, this is where our roots are, and like I said, we just hope that we left our legacy in a positive manner and have done something that, you know, we can, I know I can be proud of, and I hope the rest of the folks here, the staff, the community is as well. I know you are. So it makes it a little bit easier to go, but, you know, you always wonder in the back of your mind, you know, well, what's going to happen after you're gone? And you think to yourself, you know, am I making the right choice or decision? And then you know, you mull it over, you know. Well, there are others that are going to continue on, and, you know, things are going to be fine and okay. So kind of looking forward to it. Virginia's probably going to give me a big list of honeydews, or I'll pass it along and make her do some of them as well. But now we're both going to be retired, so I think it's going to be a good thing. And
Yeah. We want Virginia's right. Version of
yeah.
that.
Pat might have to find something else for Virginia to do so.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's just been wonderful. And, you know, I just want to say thank you all so much. Thank you. That's all I can say.
Jack, you want to read the resolution?
Yeah.
I make a motion for the approval of Resolution 16-452, honoring Michael E. Nevin.
I'll second that motion.
Moved in second. Approve the resolution honoring Michael E. Nevin. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, everybody, we're going to take about a 10-minute recess. Okay.